Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings. This is Reverend Dr. Queen Mother Imaku, and the show is Wat Dau, the Kemetic Path to Peace. Hoping you're having a wonderful day and that your week has been absolutely wonderful. There's so many things that are coming up on the calendar. You know, for those of you who are involved in consciousness circles, you know that this is considered Black August, and that is because there are so many things of or incidences of significance that have taken place during August. We recently had Marcus Garvey, the honorable ancestor Marcus Garvey. His birthday was on the 17th, and Harlem Week. I was out last week in Harlem. It was the last day of Harlem Week. They have, actually it's become more than a week. They have several weeks of celebration that that go on. Yesterday was the commemoration of the Nat Turner insurrection. And I found out that, and thankfully because of my daughter doing so much genealogy research, she has picked up the mantle. And I was doing all this research before, and after a little while, your brain gets a little bit fried. You start finding out some family secrets, and your brain starts accepting that, and after a while, it's just like, I can't take anymore. I need a break. And so the ancestors came and spoke to my daughter and told her that she needed to put together our family tree in its entirety. And so she found out that Billy Artis, who was a free man of color, was also a confidant of Nat Turner and a warrior in the Nat Turner Rebellion. That was astounding to me, but also made a lot of sense, because of the energy that has run through my family, which has been one of standing up for what is right, one of independence, one of not fearing anyone, and knowing that right will ultimately be on your side. That is the example that was set for me by my forebears, my grandparents and my great aunts and uncles on both sides of my family, but to see in particular with my mother's father, my grandfather's side of the family, to see that Billy Artis, who is noted in the retelling and the history of the Nat Turner Rebellion, that he was considered a ringleader. I'm so proud. I really am. So my activism truly is no accident, and I know what and who guides me. Give thanks and praises. So there was a commemoration yesterday in Newark by the People's Organization for Progress. I am very, very gladly affiliated with them and will be riding down with them to the March on Washington that is taking place this Saturday. Now, as it has been stated by Reverend Al Sharpton, by Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton, that this is not so much a commemoration but a continuation of the work that Dr. King started, and also that was started in the Civil Rights Movement, because there is still much work to do. Still much work to do. What does that have to do with today's topic? Well, we'll find out, because today's show is about Asar, the resurrected king. Before we go any further, let me open up with prayers for and of purification. Sekhmet represents purification, and so we begin our prayers with Sekhmet. Anasharak Sekhmet, Dua Sekhmet, Sensena Sekhmet, Anuk Seshmetorit, Anuk Savaitorit, Anuk Mait Eb, Anuk Etepankit, Sensenebi, Deriti Sekhmet, Deret Emrae Emreet, Ah, Aritu. Sesheke, Emhawi, Senefetch. Senemekne, Sekmet, Seksek, Sase, Semes, Senea, Nebu. Sesenech, Senea, Nebu. Chespi, Medebech. Anuk, Seshemetorit. Anuk, Sebaitorit. Anuk, Mait Eb. Anuk, Etepankit. Perdi. Sekmetech em Shaishah Asia. Sekmet Sen Seni. Dwa 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 U. Yawiya in Yawu. Unk Unk Unk. Enk. 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 Show yourself, Sekmet. Thank you. I give you praise. I am an elder leader. I am an elder teacher. I am of righteous heart. My life is a living sacrifice. Make me sound and healthy. I humbly ask for protection of my life force and my chakras. Cover me and my family and my spiritual family with your blood. Protect us from all enemies. I receive your resolute heart. I am an elder leader. I am an elder teacher. I am of righteous heart. My life is a living sacrifice. I pray for your strength and courage, respect and wisdom. I praise you, Sekhmet. Many thanks. I lift my hands in praise. I send you life force energy. Duao, duao. What prayer to the Necheru? Well, actually, let me acknowledge the life force. Duao re heptuwe benet. Em kutakera peren set. Anachara kiti em kepra. Kepra kemam necheru. Hakweben tesid mut. You know, I'm going to start this again. And by the way, you will find these prayers in my book, Understanding Kemetic Magic, and also in the Cowrie Blessings book. You really center and focus my energy here, especially because of the subject at hand. Give thanks and praises. Wa'u, dwa nechu, wa'u, dwa, dwa, dwa. Dwa'are heft webenes, em kuta ket abdeden pet. Anecherak itiem kepura, kepura kemam necheru. Hak webenek, Hesed Mudek, Haktiem Suten Necheru, Duare Heft Webenes, M. Kutaket Abdet and Fet. Praise and adoration to they, life force. As you rise in the eastern horizon of heaven, praise and adoration your aspect of Kepara. Kepara, who birthed the Necheru. You rise, you shine, lighting up like your mother. Praise and adoration to Ray, the life force, as you rise in the eastern horizon of heaven. Erda Kepri, Mut Kepriu, Kepri Emherupen. Erda Kepri, Atef Kepriu, Kepri Emherupen. Kere. Wa'ud, wa'ud, wa'ud. Kepreet, Mother of Miracles, give me a miracle on this day. Kepri or Kepra, Father of Miracles, give me a miracle on this day. It is in your hand. Many thanks. Anacharak Necheru, Dua Necheru. Erdi Necheru, Maetanu, Unk Ujasenev, Mer Orek Em Hetepu, Em Hawi, Em Kered, Em Hau Akeru, Em Hau Kepra, Em Hau Kemet, Em Hau Taort, Seki, 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 Dwau, Dwau, Dwau. Show yourselves praise and adoration to the Necheru. Thank you, Necheru. Necheru, bring balanced revenue in Ma'et, life, health, strength, love, protection, and peace and blessings in my family, in my children, in the house of Akeru, the family of Akeru, in the family of Kepara, in the family of Kemet, the Kemetic family, in the world. May we all ascend. Many, many thanks. Give thanks and praises. All right. Oh, I'm telling you, I love doing my prayers every day. Oh, there's something really special about doing prayers to the Necheru and doing it in our language. And, you know, I spoke of the ancestors. There is one more prayer. Let me share our ancestor prayer. Give thanks and praises. Where would we be without the ancestors? Because they were. We are. Anacharak Eakut. Anacharak Shepsu. Dua Eakut. Dua Shepsu. Erdi Eakut Ashepsu. Urek Hek Hekau. Mer Nefret Hetepu. Urek Hekemet Anu. Anuk Kut Em Shepsu Nebu. Seki, Seki, Seki. Wau, Wau, Wau. Show yourselves, high ancestors of light. Thank you. Bring wisdom, guidance, words of power, love, success, peace and blessings, protection, courage, and good revenue. I am divine light to all of my ancestors. May we all ascend. many things. Why is the ancestor prayer so important? And what is the meaning of I am a divine light to all of my ancestors? The ancestor prayer is important because they walk with us, whether we know their names or not, as I discovered with my own ancestor. They walk with us. They help us in situations where we have no knowledge, no insight. They provide instruction for things that we don't know how to do. For instance, I used to sit down and just cut out clothes. You know, I've sewn since I was 14. But then it got to the point where I felt that I didn't really need to have a pattern anymore and let myself be guided by spirit. And I had no idea where this knowledge was coming from. Come to find out that my great-grandmother used to just sit down and cut out fabric. Well, she would take seed sacks, bleach them. There would be muslin sacks. And bleach them and just put them on the floor and then cut out the pattern that she wanted and make beautiful clothing for my grandmother and her siblings. And then when I realized that, because I was doing the exact same thing, and I was wondering what ancestor it was, I gave thanks to my great-grandmother. Our just actions also, by giving them thanks and praise, helps them to ascend. Continuing the work that was created by those who went before is essential for who we are now and who we will be. To understand how we are connected to our ancestors, to our elders, to pay heed to the words of guidance and instruction that come through those who have come before is the beginning of wisdom. In the same way that we trust our parents to guide us because we do not know, we also look to the elders. We look to those in proper authority. We look to our ancestors because they help us. The mystery of water and connection with the ancestors is a whole other science. I've studied over the last several years because of my experiences with the water and coming to understand the energies and the science that goes along with the comedic use of and understanding of water is tremendous. And it is deep ancestral energy. This is why we pour water in remembrance. As it says in the book of Ani, pour libation for your father and mother who rest in the valley of the dead. Nature will witness, or God will witness your action and accept it. Do not forget to do this even when you are away from home. For as you do for your parents, your children will do for you also. In this case, talking about your father and mother, it is referring to your forebears. Okay? For some of us, our parents are still with us. Give thanks. For others, they have moved on into the realm of the ancestors. My mother is still here. My father has moved on into the realm of the ancestors. Give thanks and praises. And I feel his energy with me every day. I'm grateful for the communication that we have every day. And I'll tell you, as you get older and grow into greater wisdom and knowledge, you come to understand a lot of the things that were done and that were said that you thought were foolish. Why? Because you didn't understand. You did not have the maturity or the experience, the life experience, in order to really get what they were trying to say or what they were trying to do. This comes not only from youthful folly. For those of you who use the I Ching, you know that there is a hexagram that's called youthful folly. And that basically talks about the arrogance of youth. And how even when somebody who's younger than you comes to you and wants to be led, and then when they come and act, all of a sudden they think that they know more than the teacher. And that becomes a problem. It's a problem. The teacher or the elder actually has the option of refusing the student, saying goodbye. Because why should you try to pour water into what you thought was a sponge, and now you found it has become a rock? It doesn't make too much sense. I mean, you can do it, you know, but it would take a lot to even just wear down the rock. But the whole purpose is understanding that the student no longer understands his or her place and no longer respects authority in the proper way. Okay? Now, what does all this have to do with Asara? Stay with me. Let's go back to the whole act of pouring libation and remembering your ancestors, remembering those who have gone before. Now, looking at the march that's coming up this Saturday, and listen, if you had been thinking about getting on a bus and you were on the fence, listen, find somebody, find a way to get to D.C., because this is going to be a monumental event. There is still so much that has to be balanced in our society. We haven't arrived yet. Just because we have a brother in the White House does not mean that we have arrived. In fact, President Obama has been the most maligned sitting president in history and the most disrespected. We have a long way to go. And there are a great deal of open incidences that happen now with people who are resentful against people of color and also against people of, well, against women, and against other minorities. This is a major problem. People have gotten that old again to think that they can just be blatantly threatening or disrespectful. This feels very much like a throwback to the times when I was coming up in the 60s. I was born in 1960. And as a boomer who came in on the tail end of things, I still experienced a great deal that also set the tone for my activism in wanting to make change in the world. Because when you're disrespected on a regular basis, it makes you feel pretty lousy about yourself. Had I known then what I know fully about my ancestry, I would have walked a lot taller. I would not have made a lot of the choices that I made in my life simply because of my having access to the knowledge of who I am. And we even found out more about those in our family who were enslaved, where they were, what became of them, and we have since found out where our family has originated from in the motherland, being Angolan, being Mende. It's tremendous. And this has been over the last just couple of years that I've come into a lot of knowledge and has changed my perspective on a lot of things in terms of how I see myself, who I let into my world, and why. The worthiness of those who you allow in your world. Because once you are connected to your ancestors on a more full knowledge base, you feel a greater sense of responsibility. Okay? Back to the march. You know, back when the march first occurred in 1963, it was not really widely embraced. And Dr. King at that time was considered an upstart, a troublemaker. Can you imagine? The this man who ultimately ended up getting the Nobel Peace Prize, this man who put himself on the line, who stuck himself out for his community. And there were a lot of people who were fearful, because for black folks at the time, a lot was hinged on not causing disruption to our lives, because there had been so much disruption that had come because of slavery, because even with the fall of slavery, there being Klan activity and others who would come into our communities and cause chaos and threaten lives, take lives. So the main thing was just with a lot of folks, not with everybody, but with many folks, just to kind of keep the peace, do whatever you need to do to keep the peace. But when there is chaos in society, because just keeping the peace is not the same as true peace. It is not the same as harmony. It is not balance. When you're just doing what you need to get along so that way oppressors don't bother you, it's a problem. All right? A. Philip Randolph, who had the idea of pulling together this massive effort, having a march on Washington, D.C., along with others. You see, Dr. King actually came into the picture later. Put themselves on the line. And you can see the effect overall that was had by having the march. Today, because there is still so much division, so much strife, so much inequity, and that's on a financial level as well, it is important to not just sit back and take it. It is important to be able to make your voice heard in some way. Now, I don't mean that everybody has to go to D.C. I'm aware that some people can't. I'm aware that some people are just like, well, I'm not feeling it. Okay, I respect that. But for those of you who have been on the fence, I urge you to do something, at least in your community. For instance, last night at the rally, that was the commemoration for the Nat Turner Rebellion, the members of the Zulu Nation were there, and we're talking about the Puerto Rican Day Parade that's coming up on Sunday, but also the fact that they're holding a peace vigil in Newark from Friday to Saturday, 24 hours of peace, 2013. Actually, they're taking part in it. Councilman Ross Baraka is the one who was really presenting this. But there are many groups that are coming together, including the Zulu Nation, who will be participating. I intend to go by there before I get on the bus to go to D.C. You know, they're doing something to show, listen, we need to express something in our communities. Give thanks. So I urge you to do something. Get more involved. Get more aware. Learn what it is to really create and establish peace. Rolling over and taking things is not the same thing as true peacemaking. Urging people to just lay down and stay quiet and take things is not the path to peace, and that is not the path of the peacemaker. If you want to learn more about the peacemaker path, you can go to our website at Akheru Kemetic Temple, Khametic, Akheru, Akeru Khametic temple.info. You'll find a link called Seshmi Kher, the Kemetic Peacemaker Path, to find out more about that. For me, I am always talking about, first of all, starting with finding peace within yourself. That's the whole purpose of this show, to learn the path to inner peace. Okay. But once you find peace within, that means you should be compelled to do something to establish peace on a broader scale as well. Okay. Asar, the resurrected king. Let me just give a quick station ID here. You're listening to Watch Dawu, the Comedic Path to Peace. I am your host and producer, Reverend Dr. Queen Mother Imaku, and my comedic temple is Akeru Comedic Temple, Akeru Temple of the True Living Waters. In Kemetic language, that is Per'ank Akeru Wushem'ank Ma'e. And we are so pleased to be here for the community in providing greater education for those who are seeking the path to higher knowledge, to higher wisdom, the path to truth, in understanding from a cultural and historic standpoint where higher qualities in living and in science and in culture emanated from. From the spiritual standpoint, understanding the tradition that birthed many world traditions in spirituality, and also in coming to know this path, coming to have a greater knowledge of yourself. Okay. Now, and of course, I want to thank Main Street Universe for inviting me to be part of their broadcast family. And so we're here every single Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. If you want to hear the archives, you can visit the Main Street Universe archives, or you can visit the webpage that will be up after the show for Akeru Comedic Temple. Info, and the link is called Akeru Virtual Temple. So you will there find all of the links for the previous shows that I have presented so far. Give thanks. Okay. Asar, the resurrected king. Now, how does he connect with everything that we talked about before? Well, we started talking last week about Asar and his relationship with Oset. Oset, who was his life partner, and together they brought high civilization to the world. They taught agriculture. Through agriculture came abundance. So they taught abundance building. They were fair and successful rulers, indeed. Asar, he traveled the world and taught higher living level to people wherever he went. According to my my dear friend and fellow teacher, Siba, his name is Siba Heru Ka'anu, he has taught how he found in his research that the name Asar, or a variation of it, is everywhere. In European cultures, and just everywhere. Okay, so, child of Nut, born of Nut and Geb, this guardian, this Nishur, that came to earth along with his siblings to teach high civilization to mankind. For those of you who know the story, you know what happened. He ended up becoming killed twice by his brother, Set. We'll be discussing Set in, I haven't decided if that's going to be the next show or the show after that, because Set is very misunderstood, but we'll talk about it in a future show. Okay, so the whole question of how he got killed. Now, I touched on that last week and talked about how he slept with Nebuchadnezzar, who is the shadow of Osette, the sister of Osette. And she presented herself to Asar in the cover of night, disguised as her sister. And Nebuchadnezzar presents you with choice. She represents the roll of the dice. And her function is to get you to master your higher self. Now, you know, as I explained last week, I wasn't feeling Oz. Actually, I wasn't feeling Nebuchadnezzar or Oz. I mean, sorry, not Oz. That's not correct. I was not feeling Asar. I was not feeling Nebuchadnezzar. I was not feeling Asar. Because I felt like they just were... I bought into a lot of the views regarding Nebuchadnezzar just being some floozy chick and Asar being a cheat. Okay? Now, yes, there are deeper ways of looking at this and understanding that because Asar represents agriculture, and when you see him, you see his face is green. And it's because he represents the process that goes along with vegetation. You have vegetation, things are verdant, they're lush, they're green. And so, and the green is also the color associated with abundance. But there is a process. Just like you see that we have all this beautiful greenery with us right now, this time of year that we're speaking of, when it comes fall, the colors will change. They will die. The leaves will fall off the trees. They will fall into the earth and begin decaying. Well, the decaying process begins when they leave the tree, which is why they turn brown. But then eventually they become part of the earth. They must break down and decay. But it nourishes the earth and causes renewal for the spring. And Asar, who is also known as Wasir, represents that process. And his becoming or experiencing mortality because he slept with Nebuchadnezzar, who gets the decaying process going. That is her function. Yes, she gets you to master your higher self, and she presents you with choice. Well, you can do this or you can do this. And you have to bear the responsibility for whatever choice you make. You know, I was sharing with someone today that if you take this path towards success, all of a sudden you get all this money, you must bear the responsibility of having all that money. Some people can't handle it. Some people end up losing all their money because mentally they're not ready. The vibration is not ready. You know, I mean, people have been used to being broke. Some people just kind of stay stuck in that broke vibration and will do whatever they can to make themselves broke again. Again, bearing the responsibility of what you have been given. So you can be blessed with success and all kinds of good things. But then also, if you choose this other path, then you can be blessed with the lessons of that other choice. You have to bear the responsibility of maybe it wasn't the best choice for you. All right? So therefore, you have to experience some things. If you go into something and you're hard-headed about it, then you've got to be broken down. If you go into things based on the desires of your lower nature as opposed to your higher self, then you've got to learn the lessons that come along with that. But the goal is to get you to your higher self, no matter what your choice is. Ideally, you want to be able to get to your higher self. That's the function of Nebuchadnezzar, okay? So we look at it from this standpoint. So imagine it like this. Nebuchadnezzar presents herself to Asar, disguised as her sister. That's deep right there, okay? Asar decides to say to himself, okay, this is my wife, wink, wink, and sleeps with her. Inside, Nebuchadnezzar is thinking, ah, dang it. But she goes through with the process based on the choice that he made. Now, let's look at what Asar's role was and is. He was a ruler. His focus was on the well-being of his people. When you are focused on the well-being of your people, you are ideally aware that whatever you do, there's going to be a responsibility, and also that your actions will be reflected out to your community. We see a lot of folks today in politics who are caught in scandals, doing things on the low, thinking that they're not going to get caught. Truth always comes to light, okay? And if you are on the path of higher consciousness and in a role that is out there for the community and not serving your best interest, and not feeding your lower nature or your ego, then you must be consistent in everything, meaning also the things that you think are being done on the low-low. Should I be doing this? And why am I doing this? Okay, so Asar makes the decision to sleep with his sister, to sleep with Nebuchadnezzar, who was not his mate. She gets pregnant with another show on Anpu. Anpu was their child, okay? The jackal-headed guardian. Now listen, some of y'all have been told that the jackal-headed guardian is Sebek. I'm here to tell you, do the research. There is nothing in our legacy that was left behind that indicates that Sebek was a jackal. Sebek was the crocodile and is the crocodile, okay? And Enku is the name of the jackal. We'll deal with him in a future show, too. Okay, so, and I think we have to do a two-parter on Wasir here, because Wasir is really a very, very deep principle. Now, Asar or Wasir, because of the choice he made, now has to face mortality. Now, this is not a bad thing overall, because after all, the children of Nut and Geb were sent here to experience what it was like to be human, to experience different levels of humanity, humanness, even though they were Necheru. Okay, so he goes through the death process twice. And this is, we're going to abbreviate this right now, but in doing so, actually, he comes to a deeper place of self-knowledge and of wisdom. The story continues with his becoming resurrected and also his bringing forth seed, his son Heru, future show. And eventually he came to become king of heaven, as I spoke of last week. Now, here's what I want to focus on today. We'll break down things further, even further next week. I again, because Wazir is a deep, deep principle. A symbol of Wazir is the wasp staff. The wasp staff. On the wasp staff is the head of Set. Set, who represents oppositional forces, but again, to help you to grow. To have a wasp staff represents dominion, but also it represents your mastery. The word for master is Neb. Your mastery over your lower self. Mastery over your lower self. From the rulership standpoint, it shows dominion over a certain territory. To obtain someone else's wasp staff, it was either relinquished by someone who was getting ready to transition, or you know, decided to give up their throne and you know, voluntarily gave it forward to someone who was going to step into the role. Because to have a wasp staff is no joke. We see the guardians carrying wasp staffs. We see also we see that in priesthood and also in rulership that the wasp staff was carried. To carry it is no joke. It shows you have control of your vessel and also control of energy in general. But also to get the wasp staff of another ruler, per se, meant that you had dominion over that ruler's territory. Okay? Was, which means power, which means dominion. We say Asar, but a more powerful way of being able to say the name is Wasir. Wasir. U-S-R, Wasir. Because within that is the wasp staff. Look it up. It's there. Wasir is another name. Now listen to this. Wasir. Wasir. We roll the R's a lot in Semitic language. The rolled R later became interpreted as the D sound, a soft D sound, or the L sound. Wasir, 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 wasil, wasil, il, il. The cult of Osiris, as the Greeks called him, or Usirus, Usirus. Us, us is a word that means strength. It is an enhancer energy. It is symbolized with what is called a blanket of power that is resting on the seats of the Nichiru and on the nobles. Usirus. The cult of Usirus. Usirus. Became a very popular cult. It overtook the cult of Unjiti. Unjiti was a guardian in existence before Wasir. And he was a water guardian. Ultimately, all of the properties that were attributed to Unjiti were transferred over to Wasir. You see many similarities, okay? But the cult of Wasirus became very popular and is still honored today in many traditions, namely in the Judaic tradition. His day is Saturday, Saturn's day. That is the day of, well, Saturnal energy, okay? That is dealing with the death and rebirth process. And it is a kind of like a slow churning kind of energy that goes along with Saturn. So all the guardians that are celebrated on Saturday all have the properties of death and rebirth. So this is Wasir's day. Wasir is also attributed to wealth. Wealth because he brought agriculture. Agriculture then brought abundance. So those who are still following the cult of Wasirus on the logo, but calling it something else, are aware that it is because Wasir brings abundance. Most people are not aware of that because we just think of him as the resurrected king. We think of him as death and rebirth. But he is also big abundance. Looking at Il, okay? If you look at Wasir, it means power and strength. And Il, the name Il, which became the name for God, has the same meaning, power, strength. Wasir, Wasir. Through the process, the elective process of death and resurrection, and this is talking from a spiritual standpoint here, we are able to attract positive things to ourselves, but the main thing is that you end up on a higher plane of existence. You are able to resurrect yourself no matter what issue you have faced in life. The story of Wasir represents, for those of us who are leaders, the fact that, yeah, we can make mistakes. We can make choices that are not necessarily the best ones for us, but we do learn from them because we are in this human flesh. Okay? But ultimately, if you give yourself over to contemplating the lesson, to ingesting the lesson, to learning from the lesson, you are able to be resurrected into a new life, Ukem Ankh, being born again. The mystery of baptism is associated also with Wasir. In the process of quote-unquote mummification, the karast, or the mummified remains, or the body rather, is taken, the body is first taken to three pools. That's how it was, okay? In Semitic culture with the death and burial process, all right? So the body was cleansed in three pools. The first was the pool of Kipri, or Kepura, which deals with change, okay? Creative change, birth and rebirth. The second was the pool of Heket, also birth, rebirth. Third was the pool of Sukkah. Majorly dealing with death and Sukkah or Sekir, however you want to look at it, Sukkah is associated with the necropolis, the city of the dead, if you will, okay, where the bodies were kept in mass. After and during the process of mummification, okay? And so this is why the number three is so very important in the resurrection process. It is said that Wasir was brought to these three pools. When the body of the departed was being prepared, they would go to these three pools. They would be taken to these three pools. Three, Jesus, reborn after the third day, okay? In the Kemetic tradition and in basic water tradition, when you're doing baptism, going down the water three times, don't do it if you ain't serious about it, okay? I'm talking about the whole thing about going down three times. And anytime Kemayu, people of Kemet or Kemetic faith, enter the water, there's something really significant and mystical that happens. There are a series of events that should take place beforehand regarding how you approach the water, regarding the petitions that you do, and understanding the guardians that you are approaching and how you should approach them. Because baptism began in Kemet. And this is tied into the mystery of Wasir as well, all right? And as we become resurrected, and then thereafter, after the body is prepared, and then there is the whole raising of the dead pillar, raising of the dead, raising of the body, okay, the resurrection, and the opening of the mouth, all of these different aspects that are tied in. It's important to understand what they mean from a metaphorical standpoint and from a practical standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint. When you invoke Wasir, be prepared. I mentioned last week how in the 14 Kao of Re, the 14 spirits of Re, you go through the process of being in sheps or majesty, but then you go through lamentation, burial. Then you go to sepej. You are prepared. You are prepared. And then you are resurrected. Sepej, and then jed, resurrection. Yes. Yes. Be aware that dealing with the energy of Wasir is no lightweight energy at all. Because to deal with Wasir means that you are also dealing with your own rebirth. We're going to do part two of this going into next week and having a greater understanding of why your just actions have a direct bearing on your ancestors and helping them to ascend, because that's exactly what happened with Wasir. We'll continue with this next week. It's been my pleasure again to be with you. I am Reverend Dr. Queen Mother Imaku. I wish you love. I wish you many, many blessings. I wish you peace in your own personal resurrection. As we wake and see each day, the opportunity for renewal is there. Don't give up on your life. It is indeed precious. Hope to see you in D.C. There'll be a lot of people, but I hope you're able to get there. If not, then reach out to me and just let me know your thoughts on today's show and also what's happening in your community, in your neighborhood, in your world. If you want more information about lessons, please also reach out. I just got finished with dealing with another new student who's come aboard. Give thanks and praises. The opportunity for you to learn is here. If you open your monitor. Until next week, Nereya.